Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, Asia. What does your company sell?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center, ma'am, and we provide customer support for several different online companies.
I'm showing an Amplify Active product. What is that?
Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
29160.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Thank you.
Can I have your name, please?
Carol Armstrong.
Can I have your email address and can I have you spell it out for me?
What is this for?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. In order for me to help you, I'm going to need you to verify your email address and spell it out for me.
I don't need any emails from this company. I haven't purchased anything from them, but somehow or another, they've gotten all of my debit card number.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, I'm not going to be able to help you without any more information being provided. You will have to contact your bank for further assistance.
I just got off the phone with my bank. They called me because of this charge and another charge that they've stopped. My email address is the same as my name, Carol Armstrong, 1640@gmail.com.
Can I have you spell it out for me?
CaroleArmstrong, 1640@gmail.com.
Can I have the first 6 digits of the credit card number?
Until you tell me what this is for, I'm not giving out any of my credit card information.
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you.
Well,
you
unfortunately,
have to contact
your bank. You're frauding my card. Unfortunately, I'll give you this card number, but don't you dare share it with anybody. What's your name?
Okay, so my name is Asia. I'm going to need the first 6 digits of that credit card number to help you out.
Okay, where do you work, Asia?
Okay, so unfortunately, we're located in California.
You want all this information from me, you should at least tell me who the hell I'm talking to.
If you're not willing to verify any information, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you.
Well, if you're taking money off of my card, why don't you give me the first 6 digits of my card?
Unfortunately, ma'am, you will have to contact your bank for further assistance.
463405.
Okay, and can I have the first and last name one more time?
Carol Armstrong.
Okay, thank you. Can I have you verify your address for me?
1050 Cedar Creek Road, Swansea, South Carolina, 29160. Now, I'd like for you to give me some information since you've gotten a dossier on me.
Hold for just a moment, please. Thank you. By looking at this account, you ordered our 42 anti-wrinkle aid on October the 22nd for $6.97 and $7.97.
No, I did not. That was a brand new card when you charged that $6.97 to my bank account. So I didn't order crap. So don't charge my card again. And my bank's coming after my money because this is an invalid charge.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, these products is skincare products. It helps with brighten your skin appearance and restore your radiant firm
skin. Don't send them to me because I didn't order them.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get your account closed and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. Thank you. And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously and that we will prosecute anybody who can place his order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to our fraud department for further assistance. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
I'm still here. One moment. Thank you for holding. One moment. I'm still here. Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Computer's loading. Sorry about the wait. Thank you for being patient, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over right now to the fraud department for further assistance. Thank you for being patient. So what I'm going to do is get you transferred over now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling us for, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.